Friday. Summary. The third missionary journey of Paul brought him back to all the churches he had found in Galatia and in Greece. And on his way there, he strengthened the disciples. But when he left from Ephesus, so it was Milet, the elders had come to Milet, he told them, danger is in Jerusalem. And wherever he came, the disciples told him, danger awaits you in Jerusalem. Do not go there. Do not go to Jerusalem. The prophet Agabus said it. Do not go to Jerusalem. But he wanted to. Why so? What is it? Did he intend it to go to Jerusalem? Paul wanted to build bridges between the churches coming out of the Greek culture and the churches coming out of the Jewish culture. And it was not easy to combine these churches, because Jewish and Greek culture is not the same. And wherever Paul went, in all these churches on the third missionary journey, he collected money for the church in Jerusalem, which had become very poor. And Paul had a dream. He thought, when I collect so much money, and when I bring to Jerusalem to the church such a huge amount of money, having been given by brethren of the Greek culture for the Jewish ones, this will help to combine them, to build bridges. Because those Christians who had come out of the Pharisees had never forgiven Paul for one reason. He had never, ever commanded circumcision in the Greek churches. Never. And this was something unforgivable, as these Christians out of the Pharisees thought. And this thinking, Paul, no circumcision, that was enough to think in a negative way about Paul. Paul thought, when I bring the money from these churches which are not circumcised, then they will discover that it's okay. But this was a misunderstanding. In Paul's thinking, in his plan, he thought, when I show the love of all the brethren in these Greek churches, they in Jerusalem will turn around. They will change their attitude to me. They will change their attitude to the Greek churches, although they are not circumcised. But Paul thought in his own thinking, and he would discover very soon that even the money he brought, the love he showed from these churches, not change their thinking. They still wanted these churches to be circumcised. They were not changed in their thinking, not even by Paul. They stayed in their tradition. They were Pharisees. Although they had become Christians, they were still Pharisees. What